How's it going? I'm Sarah Christie with iHeartRadio Canada with Julie Black. How are you doing?
I am phenomenal. I'm so happy to be here. It's like almost the end of the year, but really the pleasure is being right here where my feet are at home in Toronto.
Do you mind if I take a second here just to give you a proper introduction?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Julie Black, Canada's queen of R&B and soul. You have won multiple Juno Awards, actress, TV personality, radio host. You are a health and wellness expert. You are a philanthropist, an activist, and now we're making room on this business card for one major thing. You're being inducted to Canada's Walk of Fame. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm still pinching myself. I'm like, wow, okay, this is special. It's very special.
Right. So where were you when you heard the news? Who was the first person you called?
Oh my goodness. So I was here. I was in Toronto in my condo and I called my agent and good friend, Sarah Chippin, who's had my back through thick and thin. And I was just like, wow, this is actually happening. It's interesting because like I'm grateful and I feel like my mind feels happy. But if I were to say like it feels like something, I can't put a word to it. I'm just like super grateful. And, you know, like even I mean, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but like on today is the fourth anniversary of my mother passing away. So it's like to be having all this this time of celebration, it's bittersweet because, yeah, she's not here. And every time it's a milestone, she would have been the first person I would call. But on the flip side, I'm like, you know what? This is her legacy too. Like I'm a surrogate dreamer, you know, and to be able to know that mom sacrifice really brought me here. That's a victory.
That's so special. Wow.
Thank you.
So if we do go back and take a look at your career, your life in music, you know, what, 6 years old singing in the choir at church, you know, 14 years old already flying back and forth to New York for modeling. Do you remember in those early stages, what would have been on your vision board when you're like, yeah, of course I want to be singing?
Oh, Whitney Houston, Grammys. Like I remember singing all of her songs. Oh, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Saving All My Love. The songs that children even shouldn't be singing. Shouldn't have been singing, but I knew every word because my sisters would play them and play the songs. But yeah, I saw Grammys like at that age. It was like, you know what? And I had my speech written. I remember there was this like banister and I would always walk up to it as a kid and be like, I'd like to thank God and my mom, my dad, and name all my siblings and my best friend. And I was like at that age. So yeah.
You've been in it, right? So
yeah.
Talk about dreaming big too. And now look at what you're celebrating because of it. What would you want to say to that girl who was doing the traveling and the back and forth and already in when everybody else is just trying to go outside and play in their driveway, you're traveling to New York. Like, what would you want to say to her now?
Wow. What would I say to younger Julie? If I were to go back, just kind of like have a little conversation with myself, I would say continue to enjoy your childhood. So though I traveled, I was on the basketball team, volleyball team. I'd go back to high school, middle school, and my friends would kind of get the update. It wasn't the day of social media. So I was real life social media, giving them the update. You know what I mean? I would tell her that, you know, whatever's happening right now, just know that it's you know, as far as the hardship, just know that this is what's going to really build that your spiritual muscles, build your resilience and your tenacity, and let her know that she's so beautiful and she's going to continue being beautiful right up to 44 and beyond. And so much, I'd have to tell myself so many things, you know, and just to really trust the process.
I love that. Do you have any advice for maybe another woman trying to get her foot in the door right now in the music industry, especially in the age of social media, where I think you just feel like there's a lot more competition?
Oh yeah, it's so saturated. Well, one thing's for sure, you know, out of the 7 billion plus people in the world, there's only one you and one me. Like that, even if you're a twin, that you're an original, you know, you're a masterpiece. And I think we have to really step into that idea of, okay, I'm the only one that can do it like me, right? And so, you know, and as a woman, I want us to move away from being, you know, good for a woman, or, you know, this is a female DJ, Like, they don't call them male DJs. They just call them DJs. You know what I mean? You know, a female football player. You're a football player. They don't say male football player. So I think we have to unlearn some of the titles that's been put on us, and really just hone your craft. Do the work. Really, like, you know, shout out to Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. It's like Mamba mentality. Like, you got to put your all into it. And hold on to your femininity. You can be a woman and girly or what, and a boss and rock it. We don't have to be hard and have to do all these things that make our presence known. And lastly, you could, guys, if you're listening to this, whoever's listening to this, I want you to write this down. Everyone can earn themselves some silence. Some of my, you know, you could earn yourself some silence. And that's been very powerful for me, where rather than confront the situation, like, you know what? They don't even know that they just earned themselves some silence. Power.
Oh. Wow. Yep. Getting a pen right after this, putting that on post-it notes. Now, before I let you go, earlier in the year, I did hear you talking about working on a new album, Three Rocks and a Slingshot. Are there updates on that?
Yes! There's updates. The album is completely done. Artwork is done. The first single is coming out late January. And I'm so excited. Like, this has been my first full-length album in probably, I don't know, 8-9 years. And so, yes, it is completely done. And I'm going to be working on another. I'm working on a duets album. And there's some awesome women and men, but, you know, I'm looking to work with Jan Arden and Serena Ryder and a bunch of Haviah Mighty and a bunch of women in the game to make some awesome music with. So I'm so excited. But Three Rocks and a Slingshot, an ode to David and Goliath. Like, you know what? You might think that Goliath, sometimes that Goliath is really, like you mentioned earlier, like our own fear. So we need to take that, those three rocks, whether it's resilience, faith, whether it's just that, you know what? I got my intelligence. I got my experience. One of your rocks could straight up just be experience. Boom. Slay that giant. Get it out the way. Get out of here.
Oh my goodness. You have so many things to be celebrating right now. That's so exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing all of that. How are you actually going to be celebrating this? I mean, Canada's Walk of Fame, two albums now in the works, on the way. Mm-hmm. How are you going to be celebrating this?
You know what? Lately I've been so encouraged to create moments and memories with my friends and family. Like, you know, it may be like we're planning to go up to Blue Mountain. You know, I love my nephew's a great cook. We've been making sure we do our Sundays when I'm home. Every Sunday we have family dinner. You know, like really, especially in the day of COVID, it's sad that there's actually like a coin, you know, an era. I think it's important that we safely create moments and memories. Create moments and memories. And girl, I love me a massage. So hello, I will definitely be at a spa. That album comes out, those singles come out, I'll be getting all types of massages and be like, okay, now I'm ready for the road. Let's go.
Yeah, out of office, on, at the spa. We're good.
At the spa.
Let's wow. Go. Well, it was such a pleasure chatting with you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I hope you
get those spa days, and can't wait to hear the new music.